Seattle is getting a new music festival. We were just talking about one of Paul Allen's real estate ventures. This has to do with Paul Allen, too, because he is interested in helping Seattle area bands stay in the Seattle area. This music festival is called Upstream. It's going to be happening in Pioneer Square next spring. The executive director of Upstream, Jeff Vetting, says he gets sad when bands that have started in Seattle leave and become L.A. bands.
Seattle's kind of on an island up here as far as industry goes. I mean, there's so many great musicians, but a lot of the music industries are more traditional and they stay in the LA, New York, Nashville, if you're country, you know. So Seattle, we have a few music industry professionals, but by and large, bands still feel for whatever reason that they need to move sometimes to make it big. And I think that, you know, in this kind of internet age, if we shine a light on our local music scene, we can have a chance to compete, you know, talent-wise with anywhere.
How will this festival help shine that light?
Just by giving artists more exposure, I think, and also bringing the industry to town. You know, 30 years ago, some people in Austin had a great idea that they were going to try to shine a light on their local music community and started South by Southwest. I think that's worked out pretty well for them.
But does South by Southwest mean that Austin bands don't go to New York and L.A.?
I don't know. I think that they've really, you know, there's a ton of industry on the music side now in Austin. And so, you know, I think that that really helps get bands from a particular scene noticed and, you know, get them on radar. And I think that as the landscape of the music industry changes, I don't think that there needs to be these geographical centers anymore. I think people can be spread out all over and we just want to, you know, shine a light on Seattle scene and make sure that we're in that race and we're one of them.
So it's part music festival, part industry conference. What happens at the industry conference part?
Yeah, so the industry conference takes place over 2 days, Thursday and Friday during the daytime. So we want to have one discussion about an issue that's facing the music industry. And we really want to be future forward and put out solutions versus a lot of conferences we find are really state of the union, talk about what's going on, don't provide solutions. So we're really hoping that we can provide solutions to some of these things.
You want to provide solutions. One thing that might need a solution is the fact that it's hard to make money as an artist, especially with the old record sale model going away. How can artists make a living these days?
I think that there's a bunch of different industries out there, technology, video games, filmmakers, that all rely on music to add to their products, and that musicians can really succeed in that world. That's why we really want at this summit to collide all of the different industries that use music in a, you know, tertiary sense. And I think Seattle's the perfect place for that. We have so much great technology, great video games. We have filmmakers up here. And, you know, that's another really attractive thing about Seattle is all of these, you know, emerging tech. If we can combine this with our emerging musicians, hopefully we can make some magic happen for our local musicians and our local technology and video game companies.
Yeah. How does it affect local musicians that they are where Amazon's headquartered and Microsoft, and there's a lot of other tech that's got a presence here? We've said that distance doesn't really matter as much anymore with the internet. So how does it affect local musicians to be local with those tech giants?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I think it's difficult to be a working artist in this day and age as housing prices go up and costs go up. And that's one of the things, you know, that we really hope to talk about and hope to find some solutions is, you know, how can we get these working artists to make a viable living and to have a great quality of life here in Seattle? And, you know, on the festival side, we really hope to get all of these artists paid. We hope that getting them more exposure, getting them shows will allow them to make a living at their craft. Other festivals will see them at Upstream, Bumbershoot, and they'll get to play Bumbershoot and Sasquatch and, you know, going out even onto the national stage and playing some of the national festivals. We think that that's the way for a band to succeed is to get out there and play and do what they do best. And hopefully people will recognize that they're applying their trade in amazing ways.
Will Amazon and Microsoft especially elevate local bands, or, you know, they're global companies. Maybe they don't care. Like, maybe they couldn't care less.
No, I think that they have a chance to, and that's something that we'd like to bring them to the table to discuss with them. You know, we've been in talks with Amazon about participation in this festival. We've talked to certain people at Microsoft along the way.
I'm not hearing commitments then.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to share any commitments. We have a big rollout plan. You know how it works with
sure.
the media.
Yeah.
But no, we've
Feed
been
me a little bit at a time.
Yeah, exactly. So we've been talking to a lot of you know, different companies around, as well as city and industry leaders, including, you know, the innovation studios here at the University of Washington.
Does it matter that Seattle send musicians to greater fame?
I don't,
Seattle area.
No, definitely. I hope that all of our Seattle musicians reach greater fame.
Why does that matter?
That's a really good question.
I mean, we consume them locally at venues, and we consume them globally, same way everybody else does. Does it matter that Seattle, you know, grunge? We all know about what happened with grunge.
Certainly.
Do you want more of that?
Yeah. I think it propels Seattle forward as a world-class city. I think that when you have world-class technology company, world-class musician, world-class artist, I think that all just looks well upon your city and makes people want to move here and increases your city economy and your region's economy. You know, I think it's kind of it's a domino effect. As these companies move here, quality of life is going to be a big thing to keep attracting, you know, these stars of the technology world. And, you know, having a thriving arts scene is pinnacle to quality of life, I believe.
That's interesting because to some people, Greater Seattle is a pro-business chamber of commerce dream, but you're coming at it from the point of view of the artist's world.
Yeah, exactly. My dream is a community that has a thriving art scene that businesses want to come to participate in. We've talked to several business leaders as we've done the due diligence on this thing and tried to get the businesses involved. And a lot of them, you know, really want to be involved so that they can bring their employees along. Like as they compete for coders or programmers or whatever it may be, they can say, hey, we sponsored Upstream. We're cool. You want to come work for us? You know, that's the mentality I'd like to see is, you know, using the arts and the thriving art scene to make the business community more viable here in Seattle.
Is Bumbershoot frustrated with Upstream right now? Is there a competition?
No, I hope not. I hope that they see us as an ally, and we've talked to them. Same with Sasquatch. We've talked to, you know, the promoters for both of those, and we really want to be, you know, kind of musical Switzerland here because we believe, you know, what's that old adage, a rising tide raises all boats. You know, as much as we can help the emerging artist community, that just makes their festivals better by making our music scene better.
Jeff Vetting, executive director for the upcoming Upstream Festival, should be in Pioneer Square in May of 2017.